The Torah tells us in three places, Lo savasho gadi b'chelav imo. You can't mix the source of mixing milk and meat together. Why three times? To tell me the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together, a separate prohibition of eating milk and meat that was cooked together, and an isur hana, getting benefit from basar v'chalav. So that's usually, except for basar v'chalav, which has an isur hana, generally treif does not have an isur hana. So generally speaking, it's also to eat treif, but it isn't necessarily also bahana. The nafkamina, let's say, giving your animal dog food, giving your dog food. So if the dog food is made with milk and meat in it, then it could be a shaila, it's an isur hana, and therefore it'd be a problem because you're benefiting from the milk and meat together. I mean, there's no isur on the dog to eat it, it's isur on you to give it to your dog. But if it's treif, there wouldn't be a problem. So that's when we talk about kashrus, we generally talk about eating non-kosher food. However, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Achav Ches, based on the pasuk in Bo about the mitzvah of Tilum, and he toret Hashem beficha, it says the words of God should be beficha min hamutter beficha. It has to be some sentence which is mutter. So the Gemara has a drasha, v'hukshu l'mecha shamayim el or behema Torah bilvad. This is special halacha regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, even though we don't eat tefillin, we put it on our arm, we put it on our head, but there's a special mitzvah that one must make tefillin from a kosher animal, an or behema Torah bilvad. You know, perhaps it's enough as long as the min is kosher, but it has to be from a kosher behema tahora. So that's clear. That's explicit. The Gemara in Shabbos, based on the pasuk regarding tefillin, that's not debatable. Comes along the Ran in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, where the Ran quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah called shofars kosher chutz mishel para. All shofars are kosher, except for a kosher made out of a para. And the Gemara goes through why is a para different, because it's atonement for the cheda ego, and ein kategor nases anegor, that the prosecutor can't be the accuser, and therefore we don't want to have we don't use a para. But the Gemara talks about, but the Kohen Gadol wears gold on in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean? So the Gemara concludes that basically we only say ein kategor nases anegor is only when it's ekulif nimdami, when it involves the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's no halacha. We're not blowing shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara says, kulif nimdami, it's a special halacha that we blow shofar, it's considered like we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So based on this Gemara, the Ran concludes that not only does the halacha apply to tefillin, which is explicit, but he says it applies to shofar as well, because it's special halacha kulif nimdami. The Magen Avraham takes the Ran even further and says not only does it apply to shofar, but it applies to shar mitzvahs as well. This principle applies to all other mitzvahs that you can't have, it can't be from a behema tameya. It has to be, for any mitzvah, hukshu l'mecha shamaya or behema Torah bilvad. The Ola Shabbos disagrees and says, and others, they cholek on the Magen Avraham and say it only applies to shofar and tefillin and not shar mitzvah. So what's the svar? Why would we say it's dafka applies to tefillin and shofar and not shar mitzvahs? In other words, the Magen Avraham wants you to make the jump to shofar, so he says shofar is like shar mitzvahs and applies to all. What's the pshat in the Ola Shabbos and others? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains. That we see, the Gemara tells us you're allowed to use an elephant as part of one of the walls of the sukkah. The Gemara talks about an animal standing there. An elephant is a behemoth tameya, so we see, and yet we see you could use it for sukkah, so we see it doesn't apply to sukkah. So what's the pshat? So if you, why could you use a behema tumeya by the walls of the sukkah, but not by shofar and tefillin? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, he limits the principle. When does the Gemara say, that's only if the mitzvah requires a baal chai. Tefillin has to be from a baal chai, and shofar has to be from a baal chai. So that's when you apply the principle, min hamuta beficha. But if not, there is no halacha. So since there is no halacha, that the walls have to be from a baal chai, so therefore there is no halacha, and one can use animals. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains why it would not apply to shar mitzvahs, so then it shouldn't apply to near Chanukah then, because there's no requirement of baal chai. The Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, points out, he wants to bring another proof against that. He says that, he quotes the Gemara in Sota regarding the discussion whether you could use, the Gemara talks about a Megillah Sota we used, you know, when you have to write up for the Sota, for the woman suspected of adultery. So the question is, could you write the Megillah Sota, does it have to be from a Behema Tahora or not? So there's two days in the Yerushalmi, but with the opinion that says no, that or yes, you can use a Behema Tumeya, is why? Why it's a mitzvah? What about Lohukshu Mecha Shamayo or Behema Torah Bilvad? So that's what the Yerushalmi writes. No, since it's Eino Shel Kaima, since what are you going to do? You're about to destroy it. It's only temporarily. So the halacha of Minamutar Beficha Lohukshu Mecha Shamayim only applies to something which is Shel Kaima. But something which is Nimchak is not going to be around, so there's no problem. So if that's the case, so too Nir Chanukah. Nir Chanukah, we're burning the oil, so even if it's non-kosher oil, it shouldn't make a difference because it's not something Shel Kaima. That's the pshat of the Beis Yitzchak. And there's a famous Chasam Sofer. He asked a kasha on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, we said, he's the one who said, not only does it apply to tefillin and shofar, but it applies as well to, it applies to, not only to shofar and tefillin, it applies to shar, all mitzvahs, which is akasha, because the Magen Avraham himself says, when it comes to atara, talis, you're allowed to use silk. A silk is a non-kosher animal. So how could the Magen Avraham say that this halacha, lo hukshu, applies to all mitzvahs, and yet says it's not a problem by tefillin? Not a problem by Tala. So that's what the Chasam Sofer explained based on the Yisod is based on Gemara and Megillah and Chavav and Mabez. The Gemara makes a distinction between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. So Tashmishe Mitzvah, Sefer Torah, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, the tefillin bags, they have to be Nigvarim, they must be buried once they become unfit for use. And since the Kedusha remains intact, so therefore you have to bury them. And Masha Inkain, when it comes to Tashmishe Mitzvah, Lulav, Tzitzis, etc., Nizrakan, you could throw them out. Since after Achar Mitzvasan, there's no longer any Kedusha. And the Rav quoted from Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Nefesh HaChaim, that the criteria to determine what's Tashmishe Kedusha, what's Tashmishe Mitzvah, is something which has written words of Torah on it. And he has a whole discussion how he explains it. But the difference is Tashmishe Kedusha Nigvarim, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakim. So the Chasam Sofer writes, the halacha min amuta beficha l'hukshum ha'kedusha only applies to Tashmishe Kedusha, like tefillin, and I guess the special halacha of shofar of nimdami, but shar mitzvahs do not apply min hamuta beficha, and therefore, as well, it shouldn't apply to near Chanukah. So you seem to have the Chasam Sofer, the Beis Yitzchak, and Aruch HaShulchan, and others who seem to say it wouldn't be a problem by near Chanukah, Ola Shabbos. However, the Magen Avraham writes, he extends around to shar mitzvahs, so the minhag ha'olam is, anyway, to be machmir, and we go ahead and not only do we buy kosher oil, we most many did buy the special, today they come, the oil already comes into the menorah, etc. And we buy not only regular, we buy we use the regular oil, and that seems to be the minhag, even though it's a lot more costly. But we go ahead for the Ner Chanukah, since God went out of the way to do a nez for us, so we show our mysterious nefesh by using pure kosher oil, even though Meikra Din, there are those who say it might not be necessary.